Okay, this really is a separate sugya, you're not so much connected to what we've learned, but it comes in because of the union of mace, all the cases we had till now, where you made an erichin, and then the subject, either the noider or the nidder, dies, so there was discussion whether the chiyuv remains. So now the sugya goes off to the union of kotshin b'chlal. If the subject that you were makdish is not there, so does the halachic, does the shibud, the responsibility of that nether, is it still here? So the Mishnah says, shol ze oilo ubayis ze kom, umeis ha-shol v'nofal abayis, potum el-shal. So if somebody says that the shol or the bayis should be a kom, the money should go for an oilo or a kom, and then the shol dies, or the bias falls, potter mal shal. Potter from pain. The mashmois of the Mishnah is that you potter completely, which means you wouldn't even have to pay. I mean, if the house falls, it still could have value. It's carting value. The house falls down, it's still, it's not worth the value that it had originally, but it has value. The Mishnah is mashma, you potter completely. Same thing by the shul. The shor dies, there would be a svara to say, well, the shor is worth something. That's the whole sugi in Bava Kama, that v'gamas hameis yechtzum, that if a shor is mazik another shor, so you have the shaila what you do with the nevela. The nevela is worth something too. Goes down valuable. But the Mishnah is mashma, you part it completely. And actually, as we'll see later on, there are some who learn that that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. Meaning, you definitely don't have to pay the value of what it was when you originally said it. Of course not. I mean, all you said was that this shor should be an oiler. So of course, I mean, whenever you say this shor should be an oiler, let's say it takes you a half a year to bring the shor to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the Berek HaBayis, or give it to whatever you're giving it to, we don't now ask you what the shor was worth when you were makdish it. Whatever went down in value, went down in value. So therefore, many learn that our Mishnah's chiddush is that there is zero obligation. No chiyuv at all. You keep the nevela yourself. You don't have to give hekdesh anything. But if you say shos are all, alai oilo. If you say that the shos should be an oilo, bayis alai kom, mesa shos, v'nafla bayis, chayv l'shat. And Rashi sticks in here 2 points. Number one, he says we're talking about Berek HaBayis. That's number one. And number two, by Nafal HaBayis, Rashi says, Koidim Shehichzik Boya Gizbo. So Rashi definitely is stressing this way of learning. What does Rashi want with Koidim Shehichzik Boya Gizbo? Rashi means that, of course, if the Bayis had fallen to Rishus Hektish, what then you are chayiv to pay? Of course you are chayiv to pay. Right? I mean, if Hektish got it already, of course you don't have to pay. They got it. Why does Rashi stick in the words, Koidim Shechzik HaGizbo? Let's say the Gizbo took it already. So of course I'm potter from paying. Nothing to do with me anymore. Once Hektish takes it, has nothing to do with me. So Rashi, I think, is mukhrach, like that pshat, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't have to give the remnants. In other words, the remnants are kept by the Bailam. The Nevel is kept by the Bailam. The broken house is kept by the Bailam. And that's Rashi saying, that's only if it's Koidim Shechzik HaGizbo. But once the Gizbo gets it, then he keeps the remnants of it. Hektish keeps the remnants. That's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means. If you don't learn that way, Rashi's not saying anything. Rashi's Mamish, it's a Brachal Vatol in the whole Rashi. The only way to understand Rashi is if the Mishnah is talking, if the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the remnants don't go to Hekdesh. So Rashi says, by Medvar Mamurim, that's if Hekdesh wasn't Zoichen. But if Hekdesh was already Zoichen it, then the remnants do go to Hekdesh. Then it makes sense what Rashi is saying. If we're talking about the Chi of Gavra, it makes no sense what Rashi is saying. Rashi is trying to say that the Gavra is not Mechuyev to pay if Hekdesh took it. It's not, nothing to say. Says the Gemara, Oma Avchir Barav, Leishonu Eladoma to Meishol Zeolai Oilo. It's only if you said the value should be an oil. But Omar Shol Ze Olai Oilo Kivon the Omar Ze Umeis. Since you said Ze Umeis, then Ein Echayv L'Sham. Notice the Sefer Mishnah says Shol Ze Olai Oilo Ubay Ze Olai Kolban. So then you are responsible, because when you use the terminology Olai, you're taking responsibility. So the Gemara is saying that's only if you added these words, Loishonu el adom al demei shol ze olai. Avalom al shol ze olai oila, kivon zom al ze olmei, zene chayi bachu yusuf. Even though you use the term a lie without demei is not, doesn't make you responsible. So obviously the Gemara is bothered that the word a lie alone is Kabbalah Sachrayas. Why do you have to say demei? Once you say a lie, there's a kabbalah sachrayas. You're adding something to the neder by saying a lie. Otherwise, you just say demei shalela. Says the Gemara, a lie, the words a lie, is lahaviyai ka'ama. The reason why you added the extra words a lie was to qualify that you're going to bring it. A lie lahaviyai ka'ama. So Rashi says, Rashi adds a couple of words here. Rashi says, "L'troyach atchi iskarif." I am taking responsibility to matriach myself till it's brought. Now, l'chora, that's also difficult, because that's chal on every net. Whenever you say shol ze oila without a lie, you have a chiv to bring it. That's not a chiv achrayus and a chiv to bring it are two different things. Chiv to bring it, you always have. Because that's part of the chiv of your neder. It's a bal ta'achar l'shalma. There's a bal ta'achar if you don't bring it after three regolim. There's a mitzvah saseh right away, the first regal, veveisim shama. Every neder includes in it the obligation to bring it. So that's obviously what's bothering Rashi. What is the Gemara? So the Gemara is trying to say, once you say a lie, you're obviously accepting responsibility. The Gemara says, no, if you don't say demei shol ze olai, then you're not accepting responsibility. The olai has to be some added responsibility. So the Gemara says, olai lo viyot. So Rashi obviously is bothered that that's also always included. So when you use the terminology olai, has to be you did something more. That's obviously what's bothering Rashi. So Rashi therefore adds the words, l'troyach atchi iskarif. Mistama, what Rashi means is, that if something were to occur between the time that the gizmo got it and it actually was brought as a korban, ordinarily I brought down, if you remember the beginning of the Masechta from Tosfos and Chum, that once you give something to the kohen, you have fulfilled your obligation, your monetary obligation. So therefore, you'd think over here the same thing would apply. Same halacha would apply. Now this actually may shed some light on the Tosfos that we were dealing with then. The beginning of the Masechta, we were dealing with the Tosfos and Chum. Tosfos and Chum says that Gemara has a discussion whether the in-between stage, what the Gemara calls in Chum and Daf Chav Beis, Tchilas Hatziv, which is when a bird is not young and not old. Right? This old Shaila. And all of us go through, I'm going through it now, everybody goes through Tchilas Hatziv, when you start turning colors. And it's a big shaila, that's what they call the crisis. So the mid-age crisis is a sugyan chum. There it's talking about a bird, but it's the same var. It's identity crisis. The Gemara has a shaila, is it young or is it old? And the Gemara is not poishet, so you see it's not shver that this should be such a crisis. Because the Gemara blight by tzorchin on it. But the Gemara shaila there is, do we say that Tchilas Hatziv is a suffix? Or maybe Tchilas Hatziv is a tkufa on its own. In other words, there's young and there's old, and that middle age is neither. The Gemara says, my nafkamina. The Gemara says, if you bring two. So basically, you take a middle-aged bird, tall, and a middle-aged bird, ben yoina, and you bring both of them to the kohen. So now, If it's a suffix, what it is, it's either young or it's old. So Mimanav Shech, one of them is good. One of these two birds is good. We don't know which one. The Torah has to be old. Ben Yoina has to be young. Now you bring two of them at that middle age. So one of them is good. We don't know. If it's young, then the Yoina is good. If it's old, then the Torah is good. We don't know which one. So Tosfos there in Chulin asks, but what's the Kohen going to do with it? I mean, the Beis HaMikdash is not a pet store. What's the Kohen going to do? He's going to put it into a cage and say one of these is good? There's nothing he could do with it. So Tosfos says, you're right. But the one who brought it is Yotze. And Echlami. You're right. Taka, the Kohen can't do anything with the birds. He's stuck. Because since it's a Bayah de Leivshita, the Gemara has not come to any conclusion. The Kohen is stuck. And he'll have to treat it like any Kodshim that are not Royal Akrava. So you have to wait for it to get a moon, wait for whatever you're going to have to do, you'll have to do. But you can't bring it for a call. So everybody asks, Rabbi Kiv Hegel, Mishnah Melech, how are you Yotze your nether? Taisa says, once you gave the client something that's Roy, you Yotze your nether. Right? So the question that everybody asks on the Suya is, what do you mean? The Gemara says, Klor, it's a Mishnah in Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishmo K'shehim V'lo'olu L'bayim L'shem Choyva. So you see, you already brought the Kohen something that's good. Not only that, it went to the next step. He brought it for Kohen. It happens to be, it wasn't Lishma. So Aloch is, you still have to bring another one. So how could Tosfos and Chulin say that once you give the Kohen something which is Malav Shech Roi Fa'akhova is good, you Yotze your nether, when the Mishnah says in Zvachim that even if it's way past that, you're not Yotze? That's a great kasha. I mean, the Mishnah Melech just pretty much knocks off Tosfos. V'divrei HaTosfos Tzrichim Talmud Me'reish Zvachim. It's almost like Tosfos going without the sugi with the first Mishnah in Zvachim. A pella. So the explanation I gave then was that there's an afkamina how you make a nether. If you make a nether, let's say you machayev yourself to bring a korban. So then, of course, or you chayev a korban. You chayev a korban oil. An ish is chayev a korban oil. You chayev a korban shlomim. You chayev a korban. So then you have a mitzvah to bring a korban that's not connected to the nether. Not a monetary obligation. You have your own mitzvah to bring a korban. So a woman has a chiyuv to bring, a woman that gives birth has a chiyuv to bring an oil, whether she made a nether or she didn't make a nether. She has a kakafta de gavra, she has a chiyuv to bring an oil. So when she comes to the Beis HaMikdash with a korban oil, we're not focused whether her nether has been fulfilled. We're focused whether she as a yoledes has fulfilled her obligation of bringing a korban oil. So it's irrelevant to us of whether her monetary obligation has been fulfilled. The monetary obligation has nothing to do with us. She has a chiyuv besides to bring a korban oil. I have a chiyuv oilus riyah during the regalim. That's nothing to do with a nether. I have a chiyuv to bring an oilus riyah. It has nothing to do with a chiyuv, with a monetary chiyuv. So I wanted to say, if you make a nether that's only monetary, so then we don't care. So Avada Tosfos would agree that if this would have been a Yoledes, and the Yoledes comes to the Beis HaMikdash with a cage that has birds in it, that one of them is good, but the Kohen doesn't know what to do, Avada Tosfos would agree she's not Yotze. Because she has a chiyuv to bring a korban oil. Doesn't help it there's a cage there with a bird that's good to bring. She has a chiyuv to bring a korban oil. Tosfos is talking about where a person has no chiyuv gavra to bring a korban oil. He made a monetary obligation. So his whole chiyuv to bring the oil to the Beis HaMikdash is because of a nether, a monetary obligation, not an inherent gavra obligation. So then Tosfos says, once you gave the value of the korban oil and the actual oil to the Beis HaMikdash, what they end up doing, that's not your responsibility. That's pshat in the Tosfos. That's what Tosfos is talking about in Chum. And the Mishnah in Zvachim is talking about a person who has his own obligation to bring a korban. So there, it's loyal to the Bible, Moshem Chayim. That is, to me, the most simplistic way to answer the stichin between. Now, I think that's pshat in our Rashi. Rashi is saying is that over here you're talking about a person who doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila. He's not saying shozel alai oila. He's saying I'm going to bring the oila. So Rashi says, so what did the alai add? The alai added that if you would have brought a tchilas atziyuv, it wouldn't help you. That's what you meant to add. I am obligated to see to it that the korban is brought. So I'm like that yoledes. When you said the alai, you added the bar to the level that I'm like the yoledes. I'm here to make sure that the korban is brought. And that's what Rashi means with this alai. That's what I believe Rashi is adding. So anyway, so the Gemara says, may say, shozel oilo, hashoheg v'shumerlim bo. May say, nignav enechayet bachayis. But if you say, shozel alai oilo, if you say shozeh alai oilo, hashor hekdishu me'alam boy, meisoy nignav chayiv achri you say. So you see there's a chayiv achrayis even if you don't say the may, even if you don't say the money. We wanted to say that if you don't say the word the may, so you're not responsible. Here we see that even without saying the magic word the may, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's like our Mishnah. Nima alima mimasiva. It's not better than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we put in the words Demei. Put in the word Demei over there too. Toikimna dekoma Demei. Hachanami dekoma Demei. Same thing. Says the Gemara. Dekoma Demei. By the fact that the Sefer, the Sefer, dekoma Demei, Reisha deloi koma Demei. In the Sefer of that Mishnah, it talks about somebody says Demei, means the Reisha is not talking about Demei. The Ketoni Sefer, Demei shows El Ayolo. Hashor Chulin. The aim of Ellen boy and may say nigna v'enech chay bachu yusa. Avu chay bachay is domov. So you see what? If the Sefer is talking about the may, the Reisha must not. And still the Reisha says you're responsible. The Gemara says no. Reisha the Sefer the koma the may. Reisha doma yik the shashol the domov. The Sefer the koma the Reisha you say the value of the shor. And the Sefer you're saying l'ksheyovo domov yikdoshu. Not that it should be Kodesh now, Kedusha's Damim, but when after I sell it, the value should be Kodesh. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? So now we're saying that when you say, it means later when the Damim comes to the world, it should be Kodesh. Could be makdish dovah shloi balan. Ika da amri, omer le'rav popo la'abai, v'amri le'romi b'chomo le'rav chizda, k'man k'rameyel, to omer odom makdish dovah shloi balan. Omer le'vela k'man, yes, of course, who else could it be like? Okay, so here's one ukimt in the Gemara, that the only way this thing could happen is because you hold like Rav Meir, you hold odom makdish dovah shloi balan. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara, Ika demasti wa'aha, some say to make this ukimta on another case. Hamaske bayis lechaveiroi. He rented his house. Afa pisha cholte koyin. Even though the koyin said that the bayis is tomei, oimalei arashu cholfanech. Which means that the person can't force you to give him another home. You could say, listen, it's still here. Harashu cholfanech. Not so, if it got destroyed, chayiv l'hamid le'bayasach, or l'hamid le'bayas. Okay, this little piece here is quite difficult, because l'choira, and that's the Tosfos question, harei shochol lefanecha is a question when it's usable. Here it's not usable, that's what Tosfos asks. If you look at the Tosfos says, oy meri, says a big chiddush, the bottom Tosfos. The meyocha mashma the bias hamenuga hamuchlat even after the kohen said it's tomei completely muter b'hano umishum hachi oimeloy areshu cholofanech. So Tosfos says it must be that the person could still live there. Otherwise, how could you say Arei Shel Cholofanech? That's what Tosfos points out. That's a big chiddush, because Pashtus you learn once the Kohen says the house is a menuga, it's also Bano, which is the way the Rambam seems to paskin. Once you say it's Mukhud, it's also Bano, that's Tosfos' problem. Oh, so this is a big good shaila Shelley is asking. L'chayre, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, we find a classic case of Harei Shechol Lefanecha, so we can't do anything with it. Chomets Shovel of HaPesach. Gozal Chomets for Ovel of HaPesach. So you steal the Chomets. After Pesach, it's also Ba'anoa. The guy could do nothing with it. You say, here, Harei Shechol Lefanecha. Take it. So, L'chayre, the whole Tosfos now is forcing a tremendous chiddush that the bias menuga is mutar b'ano, because otherwise you won't be able to say Harei Shechol Lefanecha. That's what Tosfos is saying. Chora, it's Harei Shechol Lefanecha is the classic examples where it's worthless. So some want to say that since the house has a nega, so it's like Hezek Nicker. The reason why Chometz Shovel v'HaPesach, you could say Harei Shechol Lefanecha, is because the Chometz is the same. There's nothing about the Chometz that's transformed. If the Chometz got rotten, you couldn't say Harei Shechol Lefanecha. If the Chometz got physically rotten, you can't say Harei Shechol Lefanecha. The only reason why you could say Harei Shechol Lefanecha by Chometz is because it's the same Chometz. Nothing changed. So if some want to say that since the house has a nega, so that memela makes a hezek nicker. To me, this pshat is very difficult. Exactly. To me, the word hezek sheni nicker means that the damage is not visible. That's what the word means. The damage is not visible. Not that it's not visible why you can't use it. The damage is not visible. And the bottom line is that the menuga, I agree with David, the menuga is not visible. The fact that the menuga based on menuga is also v'anoa, that's not visible. That's halachic. And since it's halachic, l'chore would go under the banner of hezek sheni nicker. I mean, the whole source that you need hezek nicker, right, the whole concept, comes from the pasuk in Bava Kama that the Gemara brings, makir behema yishalmena, that you only have to pay for damages if you created a makir behema. A physical damage. If it's hezek sheni nicker, it's not a physical damage. So l'chayre, the fact that the house is a beis hamenuga doesn't. So therefore, I think that's Tosfos's problem. I think was a different problem. I think Tosfos's problem was that Harei Shechol Lefanecha doesn't really fit here. Harei Shechol Lefanecha doesn't really fit here because Harei Shechol Lefanecha is usually used to make somebody potter, correct? In other words, the guy stole chometz. After Pesach, he gives you back the loaf of bread. Preserved, soft, everything is fine, he gives you back the loaf of bread. Yeah? Now, it's chometz, you can't use it. He says, okay, this is it, I don't have to pay you. That's, here it's very different. Here you're coming to me, you want to charge me rent. So I want a tiny here, the onus is on you to provide me a dwelling. Here it's the other way around. Here you want to say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, and therefore, you have to pay me now rent. The tenant says, what do you mean? Give me a hack of living. Can't live there. So Harei Shechol Lefanecha here is not trying to go ahead and say that now the masker is potter. Harei Shechol Lefanecha here has to accomplish that the soicher has a chiv to pay rent. That's a whole different gather. And that's why Tosfos is saying if the house wouldn't be mutar b'hanor, it's not shayach to say Harei Shechol Lefanecha. Doesn't matter because ein aschiras mishtalemes el lebesoif. See, even if you prepaid the rent, it's almost like a loan. If I prepay the rent, I don't owe you the rent until I live there. So if I prepaid you, it's like I lend you the money. But the actual chiva aschiras is chal once I'm living there. So now, to say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha, memela, that doesn't work. That's why Tosis was bothered that this L'chairish and must be it's Mutar Bahana. An alternative Kshat to Tosis would be, I think Tosis' logic is Mukhach. The logic, I think, is Mukhach. That it has to be that there's a Heter Hashtamshis. But an alternative to Tosis' conclusion, because Tosis himself doesn't like his conclusion. There is no problem. 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 You're 100% right. There is no problem. So what Lazer is saying really is that of course it's you don't have to come out to the lomdus of Areishu Cholofanecha. Stam, it's still good. It's like, let's say the town is coming in to take the house down. So it's not a chiddush that until the town comes in to take the house down that I have to pay rent. I'm living here. The house is the same house that it was yesterday. So the problem here is that even the way Tosis is learning, it's difficult. Because Mamonoshech, if the house is Mutar Bahana, what do you have to come out to Areishu Cholofanecha? And if the house is also Bahana, that's Tosis Kasha. It doesn't work. And to add to all of this, Tosis says that the halacha seems to be not that way. The halacha seems to be that a bayis hamenuge is also bana. Brings a raya from the goyim. It says by nigei begodim. It says gabi begodim tzoras ma meresi shoy yehenem imenu. State klar that you can't have anah. Once the goyim declares that the beged is menuge, you can't have anah from the beged. Can't use the beged. So Tosis says that his logic doesn't work. His logic taka doesn't work. That's Tosis Kasha. So therefore, I think there's a different pshat here that would fit both with Tosis, what Tosis is saying, it answers your kasha, and it works in the sugya. I would say that it's all one cycle that's going on here. And that is that the house becomes a bayis hamenuge. A bayis hamenuge is also bahana. Right? But now you have to know as follows. There are two kinds of Isurei Anoh. There's Isurei Anoh which are on the object, and there are Isurei Anoh which is on the Gavra. I'll give you a dugma. There's a famous Shaila Chometz. Chometz on Pesach, is that Isurei Anoh on the Chefetz? Or is it Isurei on the Gavra who owns the Chometz? Now obviously, once it becomes also Bahanoah, it's also for everybody. After Pesach. Nobody could have Hanoah from the Chometz. But is it really triggered by the Gavra or by the object? L'moshel. The Chometz is in Eretz Yisrael, you're in America. That's the famous Shaila. Could you sell the Chometz in America when it's already also Bahanoah in Eretz Yisrael? Famous Shaila. Famous Shaila in the Pesach, in the Yom Tov, or Sameach. Famous Shaila. It's very negative. Anybody who has an apartment in Eretz Yisrael and goes and sells it with a Rav, if the Rav does the Mechira in the morning, I happen to do the Mechira at night for a different reason, for B'dikas Chometz. But if the Rav does it in the morning, which some do, the Mechira in the morning, by the time the Rav does the Mechira in Eretz Yisrael, it's also Bahana already. So if we go by the Mokam HaChometz, it's too late. Mechira doesn't work. So that's it, Bavucha. The Enigyantif wants to say maybe it doesn't work. The whole Mechira doesn't work. According to the Enigyantif, it's a big problem. Any Mechira that happens in the morning for something in Eretz Yisrael is a big problem. And obviously, you have time zone issues. Well, Marshall, I have some people in the shul that go to California. They have the same kind of an issue the other way around. You buy the Chometz back. If I'm buying it back right after Pesach, and for them it's still Pesach. That's another issue. Same type of issue the other way around. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the problem naturally because it's already Ois Pesach over there. Even though we have the 6-hour difference, it's already Ois Pesach. So Lamaisa Halocha, the svara is that it should be okay to sell it even in the morning, because Chometz is an Issa Gavra. Chometz is an Issa Zmani. Anything that's time related goes by the person. Person triggers the Issa. So if you look at the lashon that Tosis brings from the Torah's Kahanim, it says Tzoras Mameres Itein Lo Mara Shelo Yehenem Imenu. You can't have anor from it. Who can't have anor from it? So I want to say very personally, it's the Balabais. So it's a gavra. But here, since the tenant owns the hishtamshus of the bias, right? The tenant owns the hishtamshus of the bias. So therefore, the hishtamshus doesn't become osavano. So the chiddush is that the owner says, "This is yours. Harei shulchol fanecha. This is your hishtamshus. Use it. For me, it's tak osavano. For me, this home now is osavano." So what I'm really providing you is a home that for me is also Bahamah. But for you it's not. You could use it. You could use it. So now, if the halacha would be, by Yisurei Ano, you can't use it for Tashlumin, you would have a different problem. You wouldn't be able to give it to him, to live there, and you're becoming potter from providing him with another home. But because there's a dinar eishel chalof anecha, which means that by Yisurei Ano, you could use it for tashlumin. You could use it for a way of getting out of it. So now I don't have to provide you with another house. This is shtamshus is yours, you're allowed to use it. For you it's mutar b'anoa. And memela, I could, until it actually gets taken down, so that would answer Tosfos' second question, which is, l'chayr is Yisurei Ano, but the Yisurei Ano is on the Baal HaBayis. Here the Seicher is using his own Ishtamishas.
How could you say that the Yisurei Ano doesn't apply to...
No. The Torah doesn't say anywhere that the Beis HaMenuch is also Bano. What it says is, Teimo Mara, you, the Gavra, you shouldn't have an off from it. You, the one who was penalized. The one who was penalized. Who's the penalty against the Nega? Against the Baal HaBayis. Not a penalty. Like Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says... What is Rashi saying? The punishment here is not on the Seicher. If the punishment would be on the Seicher, then he wouldn't be able to use it either. But he's not part of this party. The house coming down has nothing to do with him. The house coming down is the Baal HaBayis. So Agamet is a din that we tell the Baal HaBayis that once the Kohen declares that this is a nega, don't use it. That's the person who's the Baal HaBayis is the one who's. He could. Chalipa Yisurei Ano be'etzem amut zachala. Yisurei Ano is not toifis domov. The shayla is if he could leave it by him. Yes, he could leave it by him because his ishtamshus is his mutter. Not really. What it has here, all I'm saying is, what it has here is one element. Every Harei Shulchan Aruch Anecha has two chedushim. Two chedushim. One on the giver and on the receiver, the recipient. Because the giver, it's also b'ano, how could he use it as a form of payment? Number two, the receiver is getting something that he can't use. So here, that part of the chiddush can't be used here because if you wouldn't give him something he could use, he wouldn't owe you rent. But that's not what the part that the Gemara is using. Tosfos is saying here it's mutar b'ano. At least for him it's mutar b'ano. But we still have to come out Harei Shulchan Aruch Anecha because without the din of Harei Shulchan Aruch Anecha, we wouldn't know that you could provide it. We wouldn't know that you could say, here, take it. Because you have an Yisurei Ano, meaning you can't give it to the person in a way to partly. No, it's a continuous hishtamshus. This is what I was just explaining to Akiva. This is a continuing hishtamshus. When somebody's paying me rent, he's paying me an ongoing rent for hishtamshus of my home. That's all. But here, all I'm saying is a bayis hamenug is not a chefetz that's also bano. And the mail here, which is really Tosfos' first statement. The only problem Tosfos has is that the Torah's Kahanim says that it is. Seems to say that it is. So I'm saying all the Torah's Kahanim says, it's not like by Olo, where the Torah says Kodeshu. Olo is also Bahano, that's a Yisachevtsa. Nobody could have an Olo from Olo. Here the Torah said, Shelo Yehena Mimenu, you the owner, who's the Yehena? You the one who was penalized by the Nega, now you get another patch. Can't use it until it gets destroyed. Fine. It's not a dinner under Kol Olam Kulo. And Taka, we don't find anywhere other than this Teres Kahanim. We don't find that this is called a generic penalty. I'll tell you another chiddush will come out. Another chiddush will come out is that if there's an item in the wall that we know wasn't part of the penalty, then it would be mutter even for Baal HaBayis to use. L'moshel, Rashi brings down the famous medrash that when they took down the house, they found diamonds in there or money in there. They were allowed to use that money because that wasn't part of the penalty. It's not, if it would be regularly surah anah, then anything that becomes bottled to the walls will be asa b'anah. So all I'm telling you, it's not an issa cheftza, it's an issa gavra. Just told you, chalipe yisurei anor is permitted. You're allowed to, except for avodah zarah, and there are examples of shvius. There are isolated examples that are toifes domov. You follow? Here, it's not toifes domov. That's number one. Number two, we'll get to this. That's number one. Number two, since the ishtamshus, the schus ishtamshus, is already by him, by the soichen. Right? So the act of giving it over to him was already done. It's a hanor that I'm getting that he already has. The soichen has a right to say, I don't want to get thrown out of here. I have a right to stay here. I have a right to stay here. But really, I hold it goes beyond this. Because I think in Svora, that this type of anor would be mutter even for him to do lechatchil, because that's what we were just discussing. I will receive a mutter for him to do lechatchil, because all the Teres Kahanim teaches me is you can't use the thing. It's not a cheftza v'isurei anor. You can't use it. Somebody else bets him could use it, and if you get hanor by the fact that somebody else used it, so what? That I'm saying that from the loss of the Teres Kahanim, that's all we see. But anyway, we're getting off the topic. The Gemara says like this: Higdishoy, if the owner was makdish the home, hador boy malas chal lehekdish. The Gemara says, who was makdish it? If it's higdish hador boy, chimatzi makdish lo ishki yakdish beisei kodesh al machmana ma beisei b'shusei afkol b'shusei. Hochi koma, can't be that the person who's renting it is makdish. It must be higdish maske. Hador boy malas chal lehekdish. The Gemara says, "If Tisha Maske Echidaya Bay, how could the guy live there? Be Meila Koy. There should be an Isra of Meila. Vesu Mal Eschad. This is unclear. The Gemara. The Gemara says that Lachar, if the owner was Machdishit, so if you keep on living there, it's Meila. Why is it Meila? You're paying rent. Why is that Meila? The Gemara seems to imply that even if you pay rent to Hekdish, that's still Meila." That's a big chiddush. That means if Hekdish gets an apartment building, somebody's makdish an apartment building to Hekdish, and Hekdish says that instead of liquidating the apartment, it's a bad market. Instead of liquidating the apartment building, it's not kedai for them to liquidate the apartment building. They want to rent it out. So this Gemara seems to be saying that there would be an issue of me'ilah. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Why would there be me'ilah? Why can't Hekdish go and rent it? And now you're not being moil behegdish. Adrabe. This is the way Hekdish is renting it. You're using it behegdish. The Gemara seems to be saying that that's not, you can't do that. That's not possible. We don't really have any raya from Maseches Meila that that should be the halacha. L'chor the halacha should be, we'll go into this more in Maseches Meila and Daf Yutes, but l'chor the halacha should be that if you rent something from Hekdish, you're allowed to use it. You should be allowed to use it. Sfari, you should be allowed to use it. Makes sense, you should be allowed to use it. So I thought that this Gemara doesn't mean that. Haka, if Ruvain went and he was Makdish's home to Hekdish, and then Hekdish went and rented it to somebody else, then that may be mutter. That's nothing to do with our Gemara. Our Gemara, the only reason why it's Meila is for a different reason. When I go, when I rent, when Reuven goes, rents the house to Shimon. Now Shimon has a schus ishtamshus in the house. His contract now is with Reuven. not with Hekdesh. Okay, his contract is with Reuven. Now, Reuven goes as Makdesh the house. So now what we have is here a house that belongs to Hekdesh, that Reuven, that Shimon has a deal with Reuven to live there. That's Mila Bankish. Until Hekdesh is Makneh, the Yishtamshus, to the renter, he's Moel Behekdesh. So, not Muchach from our Gemara, like many Achroinim want to derive, that from our Gemara is Muchach, that Hekdesh can't rent something. No. The problem here is, it's the wrong party. Reuven rented the house to Shimon, so now Shimon has a rental agreement with Reuven, and then Reuven goes, he's Makdesh. Now, if Shimon is going to keep on living in the home, now it's up to Hekdesh. They'll decide what they want to do with it. But if Shimon is going to keep on living in the home, he's Moel Behekdesh. He has no rental agreement with Hekdesh. That's why we learn Peshuta. Because many ask on the Gemara, or from here is a Raya, that it's Me'ila. And even those who hold that Hekdesh can rent something out, they say it's only Midrabanan. This is Mashmat's Mamish Teraisa. Hador Boy is B'Me'ila. But the way I'm learning, it's not a kash. You're living in a house that Hekdesh has no agreement with you. So now you have a house that belongs to Hekdesh. You have no establishments from Hekdesh. So anyway, the Gemara says, "V'su malas chala Hekdesh, ki even the mal be nafik leischal lechulam." This also fits with the same thing. You're living in the house be'isir. That's it. The money doesn't go to Hekdesh. That makes sense because you have no agreement with Hekdesh. If you had an agreement with Hekdesh, the money would go straight to Hekdesh. The Ka'omah says the Gemara, "L'ksheyovoi schora yikadesh." So the landlord made a condition. His condition was, when I get the rent, then it should go to Hekdesh. For any of the Makdesh Dovah Shalei B'Lehelo, you can't do such a thing. The same who came to that the Gemara made before. Okay, so since we're really running out of time here, I'm just going to give you more work to do, and then we'll come to Maskonis next week, just give you something to be my eye in here. Basically, we have here like this. We have what the Gemara seems to be saying, that the only way to make the Ukimta, to make sense of our Mishnah, is if we say that a person is being Makdish the Demei Shaw, or Likshayavah, the Gemara says, the second Raisa, when the money will come, it should be Kodesh. And the only way to make that work is like Reb Meir. So basically, the Gemara is making that this whole Sugya is Shalei Alibi the Hilchasa. Because we paskin ain't it the makna dover shalei b'le'ela. We paskin it doesn't work. Right? The whole thing doesn't work. And the Gemara is making that the whole Ukimta is going like Reb Meir, who holds at the makna dover shalei b'le'ela. That seems to be the Gemara. Which is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush to say that all these stam mishnayos and embraces, it's all going not the way we paskin. The way we paskin taka, if a guy would say the money of this shaw that I'm going to sell it for is Hekdesh, it would be a useless neder. Would not work at all. So I'd ask the Olim to look up the Rambam. There's actually several Rambams, but the Rambam says, first he brings down the din of Amaske Bayis Lachaveri V'chozar V'Hekdeshai, which by the way fits beautifully with the way we were learning Hareze Kodesh U'Poka Aschiris. So now you're living there in a house that belongs to Hekdesh. Now you're not living in a house that belongs to the person you rented it from. And therefore, Mdoba Asech Ma. But then if you look at the next Rambam, the Rambam says, Yerali, Abba Pi, She'ein Oda Makdish Dover Shalei Balielam, Im Oma Hare Alai Lagdishoi, Hare Ze Chayiv Lagdishoi, Kishayover Loyola Mishumeda. So this Rambam puts us into a very big quandary here. Because the way the Rambam is learning, the Gemara had a simple solution. The Gemara had a partial solution. The Gemara could have said that this is going according to everybody. The Rambam is saying here that in fact, although you can't be makdish a chefetz that's loy b'loylam, you can obligate yourself for Dover Shalei Baliel. Correct? So what's the whole problem? What was the Gemara's whole difficulty? The Gemara had to go and make it Shalali with the Hilchasa. It's going like Reb Meir. What do you mean? Simple. The Rambam seems to be saying, Eina the Magdish Dovah Shalabal Yerim is just a formality. It's a formality. If you go and you say, I want to be Magdish that object, which is not here, it doesn't work. Or object that I don't own, it doesn't work. But if I say, I have an obligation to be Magdish an object which is not here, I have to do. And I won't be yotze my neder till I do it, and whatever I said, I'm going to do. When somebody says, Hare Alei Oilu, he's chayven achrayis. Achrayis of what? Achrayis of what? Achrayis of the oil that he's going to be makdish. That he has to be makdish. So Hare Alei doesn't have to be one step. Every Hare Alei is many steps. Hare Alei. So now I have to be makdish it and I have to bring it. So the Rambam comes and he tells us that although Eina the makdish dovah shaloi bali yolam, that's only if you say very clearly, I'm being makdish that object. Right? When a guy says, I'm going to be makdish the money that I get from this thing, what's the problem? Why did Gemara have to say it's a dovah shaloi bali yolam? The Gemara is saying it's a dovah shaloi bali yolam here, it's a dovah shaloi bali yolam by the schiris, and we have no choice but to say it's going like Reb Meir, who has a landmark chiddush, or the makdish dovah shaloi bali yolam. What do you mean? It's aleph beis. It's our base. That's number one. And then the Rambam goes on. He gives mamish examples that fit with our sugya. Says the Rambam, what I get this year. Period. So the Rambam makes it so simple. What was our Gemara's problem? What is it? It's a Pella. And then he goes and he brings a raya from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov did it too. Yaakov, when he left, he said, Kol ha-shatite li, aser asrenu loch. Yaakov said, what I will get in the future, I'm going to give. That was a nana. That's the Rambam. So the way the Rambam is learning, and by the way, the Raya agrees with the Rambam. Raya l'dover zeh ma'ashom ha'Yakov Avinu, atzeinu z'om ha'Avrom ha'Raya mi'Yakov ha'rei zeh Raya. He argues with another Raya the Rambam has. But the Raya says that the Raya from Yaakov Avinu is a good Raya. So now it's a plea. So why is our Gemara going through the whole difficulty? Not only difficulty, in conclusion, the Gemara is saying that this is Shalei Ali B'Dehuchas. The Pella. So that's my first problem. My second problem is the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir that we put here into the Ma'ar Mekaymis, the Beis Meir brings down that we know Kedushas HaGuf, you could be Makdash HaDavar Shaloi Bali Yolam. If you're giving the actual object, then you could be Makdash even HaDavar Shaloi Bali Yolam. So you makdish a vlad kachim. You say, I want that this animal should be kodesh when it's born. It works. It's only when you're talking about the value. So the Beis Meir says that that applies even l'domov, which means if I say the value of this animal that's going to be born, I would like to give for a carbon oil. As long as the result is going to be on the mizbeach, even though I'm just doing value, it's still chal on a dover shaloi bali yolam. So then we have even a bigger problem. So what's our Gemara's whole struggle? Not like Reb Meir this. What do you mean? For some reason, our Gemara holds the only solution is Reb Meir, who's shaloi ali b'dehilchus. Do dover shaloi bali yolam. Here we have simple solutions. Number one, we have the Rambam, who says that the obligation is chal. You can make an obligation on a dover shaloi bali yolam as long as you're not being makdish the thing itself. Which is fits beautifully in our sugya. Number two, we have what the Beis Meir is telling us, that since the conclusion is going on the Mizbeach, then it works even on the Dovah Shaloi Bali Yolam. So what was the whole issue here in the sugya? The whole sugya is difficult. What? If what? Nothing. If you didn't say Achi Alai, so it's nothing. You can, you're potter. If you say Achi Alai, what do you mean? Achi Alai to bring... So then you'd be Chayv and Achrayas. No, you have to bring an oila. You didn't determine any value. You said, I'm going to bring it an oila. You took my Kedushas Aguf, or you took my Kedushas Dom? Kedushas Aguf is never a value. Kedushas Aguf is never a value. If I say, I raise you oila of olai lovir, like the Gemara gives a case. So then, you have to bring an oila. Now, if this dies, you don't have to bring the same value. Bring another oila. Right. But how does that help us? Shelly, what how are you helping us?
It's not like the case of Yaakov.
No, but I'm just saying, how are you helping us, Lamaise?
Because
here you didn't do that. Here you said, the value of this ox that I'm going to sell, I'm going to give to Hekdesh. That's the Gemara, right? When I sell the ox and I get the money, I'm giving that to Hekdesh. So the Gemara says the only way to make that work is according to the mayor. It's not true according to the Rambam. So I would like if the Olam can ma'ayan further in these in this Rambam, and also the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Matas, where it says Kachol Ayotze Mipiv Yaseh, right in the beginning of Parshas Matas, you'll see the Ramban goes through the whole inyan of Nidrei Hekdesh, which is critical for the understanding. And one added Mari Mokum, the Rivosh in his Tshuvas in Simin Shin Chav Ches, and we'll Mitzvah Shem will finish the sugya next week.